Shalom.
Hello. We are in a lesson on the topic of joy and renewal in the connection between us. Again, the topic of joy and renewal in the connection between us. Info, please.
Hello, dear friends. The topic for the lesson today, hello, dear Rav, hello, beloved friends. The topic for the lesson today is joy and renewal in the connection between us. Rav, we would be very happy to hear, what is the meaning of renewal in every moment in the spiritual path, and how do we realize it in the connection between us out of joy?
What can I tell you? In our corporeal life, we operate according to the beat of our heart, according to the pulses. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. We have an engine that operates within, and it actually reveals life to us. And that's how we count how many days you have, months, years, etc., etc., until it ends. In spiritual life, our renewal comes from our efforts. If we do what we have to do, then we activate the spiritual time which comes upon us, and then we truly feel that we're advancing. Advancement in corporeality is where we become, with our corporeal qualities being more full with intellect, wisdom, feeling, understanding, we understand life more, well, and get older. According to our bodies. Whereas in spirituality, we just come closer according to those spiritual actions that we acquire spiritual degrees with, spiritual states, what we've been through, how much we've been through, how much we're trying to be in the connection between us and trying to feel spiritual degrees that are also called days and years. In the connections between us. Meaning there is a spiritual time and there's a corporeal time. Days, nights, months, years, and all in all, our entire life, both in corporeality and spirituality. And then we can see how in the connection between us we can hasten times. And therefore it's written that Israel hasten times. Whoever is drawn to the Creator, Yashar Kel, Israel hastens times, and we move forward. That's it. That is actually what you asked. Who asked? Oh, I'm sorry, not Yniv, Tahel.
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 Ken? Mrs. Tahel, yes.
Can a man live only in the spiritual time, in the same beat of advance, of connection, without being connected to the spiritual time at all?
No. As long as a person is living in this world, in his body, he needs to be also connected to spirituality as much as he puts forth his exertions, but also to corporeality. And he has to be in both, and to really see himself that way, the way he cascades between these two worlds, where he has to be incorporated by both and that. And the result of life is to live both worlds. Okay? All right, so we're going to go according to the numbers that are written here for me, or according to what is being asked? Niv?
Info will tell us.
Info?
We can start off with the excerpt.
Get the mispach.
Okay, so please.
Excerpt number one from selected excerpts on the topic of joy and renewal in the connection between us. Rabash writes, according to what is written in the book Shah HaKavanot, the Gate of Intentions, the meaning of each day there will be as new in your eyes is that because this is the truth, that is, each day a person corrects new discernments from those that have fallen during the breaking of the vessels, as explained there in the book. It follows that a person does not repeat the Torah he had received on Mount Sinai. He does not repeat the same things. Rather, with the Torah that was given on Mount Sinai, he must correct new discernments each day. It follows that it is as though on this day you were commanded, meaning that each day there are other discernments to correct with the Torah. From this we learn why a person needs to eat each day. And it is not enough to eat once a year, so it suffices for the rest of the year. According to the words of the Ari, in each eating, new discernments from the shattering are sorted, although not each one feels it. However, this is given to the whole of Israel, and all the individuals in the collective should come to this degree, as it is written, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them.
Well, according to what will we go now? Who wants to ask according to what Niv read or something else? Peter doesn't want to ask already?
They will?
Peter.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, Rav. How to realize these renewals in the faster frequency, and not only once a year, and how to do this scrutinizing in the correct way so that they will bring us to adhesion with the Creator?
That's all according to the intentions of a person, as connected as he will be correctly with his 10, and all in all with our Kli. And accordingly, he awakens the Creator to give him new discernments each time. And this way he will feel that he is truly advancing. That's one thing. The other thing is that I am ready for 10 months, yes? When did we start with the coronavirus and all those things? So I'm already almost 10 months, every day, giving the world Kli
mana,
a portion, a dose for advancement, for development, of what you need to go to, by what you need to get to there, how you get there. And all of this I give in the clearest possible way before everyone. I think that men for sure, and men, women as well, I hear, are in these lessons, if not at this time, but later, because immediately after the morning lesson, you can already start to download or listen to the lessons. So the first half of the lesson, that first half an hour, as long as it takes, sometimes, I give there the daily portion, we could say, where if a person hears that, and even several times a day, it is certain that he's already advancing. That's what we are talking about here, of how a person advances in life, by what he makes several steps towards the purpose of creation in order to not waste his time in this lifetime, but rather to truly gain spiritual attainment, as it's written, you shall see your world in your lifetime. We want to reach the perception of the upper world inside this lifetime here, where we're still inside our bodies. And for that goal, I give every day, every morning, a discussion, a talk at the beginning of my lesson. I would recommend to everyone to hear that lesson every morning. And whoever didn't hear for the last 10 months, let's say, go to those lessons and hear them. It doesn't matter what order you hear them. It's not so important, but rather it's a must for each and everyone who wants to advance.
Woman Chile, please.
Hello, friends. Thank you, Rav. In the text, it says that you get help, that one doesn't get help, it's because there's no bestowal. It's because there's no mercy between us, or because we didn't commit a mitzvah if we do something wrong?
If you're not connected between you, meaning you're not nullifying the ego that's between you, then you can't understand what the wisdom of Kabbalah is speaking about. We simply need to nullify the ego between us, at least in the first measure, and then according to that degree of nullification of the ego, we will begin to understand what the wisdom of Kabbalah is telling us and how we can see the upper world, to know the upper world. Only to the extent in which you nullify your ego.
Woman Mark 4.
Hello, dear Rav, dear friends. This is the question. We just spoke about correcting the qualities. The 10 is like a computer from which we can raise the common prayer. And the light is coming in the same extent that we raise the prayer. Does the light correct?
It's very hard to hear what you're saying. Your microphone is not well. It's causing some kind of feedback or something. I can't hear you. Fix your microphone, but in general you said it correctly.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. We feel that the time is pushing, and today you spoke about our preparation to the February Congress to prepare our tents and come prepared as united cells to connect the general body. How do we prepare our tents towards the Congress?
I don't know that, ma'am. I don't organize the tents, not even for the men. Moreover, not for the women. Niv, do we have such a system, I think?
For men, yes, of course. Info will be able to say.
Can you say something, Tahel?
Tahel,
you're on mute.
Okay,
as you say, Sigal. So, as every convention, we've already been through two virtual conventions in the Arvut system, and like every convention, we are attached to everything that's happening with the men in the preparation. We try to help and give input as much as needed.
Those are beautiful general words. You're not saying anything. You can talk for an hour and no one will hear anything. Yudit, do you have something concrete to say?
Right now, we don't have anything concrete about preparation to the February Congress because we heard about it for the first time yesterday.
Without preparation for the convention, is there a system that arranges and cares for the women tents every day in a regular way?
Yes. Come to us, there's an email, and we deal with everything that has to do with women, everything related to women.
And according to that address, they can scrutinize everything that has to do with the convention as well.
Everything, like in the previous convention.
Where is that address?
We can ask from... I'm now sending the email address. You will see it on the screen, women@kabbalah.info.
Kabbalah.info.
Bidyuk.
Exactly.
Simple and to the point. Very well.
Woman Mark 11, Ken? Vakasha.
Can they hear? Are they talking?
Woman Mark 11.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав,
Hello, dear Rav. Friends, the question is this. Today in the morning lesson, you said that behind every friend is the Creator that's playing with us. Question is, how is the correct way to be included in those games of the Bore?
Very simply, we need to try and reveal the Creator who stands behind every friend, meaning I need to relate to every single friend seemingly as the Creator stands behind him. And the Creator is demanding of me to relate to that friend like to the Creator. It's very simply that way. What does it mean that the Creator stands behind the friend? That the Creator is seemingly behind the friend, is kind of peeking his face out like that, and is looking, how am I going to relate to this friend? Am I relating to the friend more or less, or like exactly like to the Creator? Wonderful. If you do that, it is certain that you will advance, and very fast.
Brazil.
Bon dia, Hav. Good morning, Hav.
Good morning.
Good morning, friends. Hav, please tell me, these discernments that are corrected every day, are they corrected individually or as a whole in the ten?
Okay, shalom, Basiria.
I didn't understand the translation. Please repeat it.
He's talking about the sermons here that we have every day. Are these discernments every day from the shattering?
Yes, of course. Every day they're scrutinized. They're clarified. Every day we get these new discernments. And each day we're demanded to scrutinize them and build ourselves correctly. That is how we build our new kli every day, more and more, until we start to discover the Creator in it.
So the question, is this clarified individually or in the ten?
In the ten, individually, for each and every one. Yes, I don't need to wait for all my friends in my ten to be of attainment. If I do everything correctly, I will reveal the Creator inside the ten and the others according to what they are.
Barur.
Clear, yes?
Здравствуйте, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста,
состояние, и она всегда одинаковая. Вот когда начинается. The order of the states is always the same when we are starting to advance or.
The whole process, from the beginning to the end, is a process that occurs upon everyone in a methodical way. There's nothing new to for anyone. What the Kabbalists went through, we too will have to go through. Just like from the world of Ein Sof, all the worlds cascaded, the Partzufim, the Sfirot, until us, the same way we will have to collect all those degrees and to come to Ein Sof.
This is clear, but is the order of the states is the same? For example, if I'm connecting with the 10, and now before them, raising the 10, its importance, and then afterwards, when I need to ask from the Creator to give His light to the 10, for the 10 to get, to receive.
My dear, it's all correct. Everything you're saying, just do it. Mac 39.
Hello, dear love. We have a question. What is spiritual joy and how to attain it in the 10?
Spiritual joy is considered that I discover that all the things that appeared to me as bad, not all, but what was, what seemed to me as bad and I couldn't justify the Creator with, now I understand that it's for my advancement, and this is considered for the good, and I bless the Creator for it. That brings joy. Just as it's written, there is no joy like the removal of
Orenburg.
Hardships or difficulties. Orenburg.
Hello, dear Rav and World Clean. The question is this. Is the shame before the friends related to the shame before the Creator?
I didn't understand the question. I didn't hear it well. Where's your microphone?
Is the shame before that I feel in front of the friends related to the shame I feel in front of the Creator?
No, the shame towards the Creator is more general. The main thing is for me to clarify, scrutinize my shame towards the friends and try to replace the envy with love. And with the Creator, it will be arranged accordingly. It'll work out. PT
25. Rav, I wanted to ask a question before 9 months. Because of the corona, I started to connect to the morning lessons in real time. In a room where women connect, that their tens are not connecting in the morning and they can't. And I found that it's something new, it's something different. Even though I'm in the path for a long time and I hear lessons, it's different when it's in real time. And a while ago,
the question, we don't have time.
My 10, two friends are also connecting, and I'm afraid to hurt my 10. Should I move to my 10?
You don't have to do anything, just to be present in the morning lesson if you can, or hear it later. And there's no problem with you hearing it alone. As long as you hear it, because you're incorporated with the whole world clear there. But later, it's good if your whole 10 will also connect and hear again the morning lesson. That would be better than you talking between you. The first half, yes? You understand the conversation from the beginning. We have Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Добрый день, Рав. Добрый день, подруги.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. We have a question from the 10. Where does the joy come from and how to reach it? And another question, what does it mean to be dressed in the state of joy?
Joy comes from being connected to the root of creation. That's where the joy comes from. And we need, between us, to try and be connected in such a way that our connection will bring us to the connection to the root. And then we will always be filled with joy.
Кавказ.
Добрый день. Добрый вечер. У нас такой вопрос.
Good evening.
Как для болеющей подруги стать творцом?
We have a question from the 10. How to be the creator for a friend who is sick? What does it mean to think about the friends?
We need to constantly think about all the friends, especially the friend who is sick, and to ask for her health, healing from above, from the Creator. That's very good. And you need to feel the extent in which you are all connected specifically through this friend that is sick. Try and see how beneficial this is to be in such a way. Also the Creator comes closer to you.
Moscow 1.
Let's go on.
Hello, Rav. No. If we can ask a question about the morning lesson today.
Yep.
You said that in the lesson that action, thought, and talk is the same in spirituality. And it means that Orayta Kol Shebrichu Israel, they are one. Can I ask another question? When thought, action, talk unite, does it bring contentment to the Creator?
Yes.
Can I ask another question? I have many questions. Quick ones. If in one of those elements I'm hurting something, do I need to connect to the 10 and understand in which or one of these factors the Creator is pushing me and accelerating my advance?
Тебе надо поменьше думать, а побольше делать.
А можно неумный вопрос?
Все, нет, все, 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 все. Поланд. Поланд.
Добрый день, Рав. У нас такой вопрос.
Good evening, Rav. Our question is as follows. To rise above the arguments, it's moving to the next degree. Can joy advance to the next degree the same as hate?
Yes, it depends to what degrees. In higher degrees, the joy will push us forward and lead us. And in the lower degrees, for the beginners, then the envy is more useful. Okay? All right. Info.
Yes, we would like to inform that we already have the slide. Can you show it, please? women@kabbalah.info.
And all of the questions regarding the Congress and in general can be sent to this email.
Correct. Yes.
Okay, so everyone knows this email address?
Yes, everybody is familiar with it, but still it's worthwhile to take a note.
Kabbalah.info. Ken. Women, be plural, be rabim.
Ken.
Women in plural, women.
Okay, so what more?
Ken.
Can I ask a question? A question we received in the past. We felt joy when we felt corporeal fulfillment. That's why. What are the reasons and sources for spiritual joy?
I didn't understand the question. In the past, we felt a feeling from the corporeal pleasures.
What are the reasons that now it's less? It's not corporeal, so what is the source and the for the spiritual joy?
I think we need to feel joy that we have a morning lesson, that we are going through these lessons, that every day we have a talk with your friends where we advance, and we have a group where we connect, and it's found already in spirituality, even though we might not be. And there might be some women in spirituality and some not, but in general, we are in a system that is spiritual, that is already in the spiritual world. But there are some who are not in it yet. For example, there's a family. She has parents and children. The parents understand what world they are in, and the children according to their age. Then there's a newborn baby who doesn't understand anything. The newborn lives according to its body. That's the way it is. And there are those who are a bit older, let's say 10 years old or 15 years old, and they already understand and live in a way that is more connected to the way that adults live. And we are in the same way. We have a system. And this system has people who already have spiritual attainment. They feel it. And the system exists. And there are those who are not there. They're like babies. So you need to feel this system and try to use it and be integrated in it in order to advance as quickly as possible. Okay? All right. Now, Latin 5.
Hola, maestro. Tengo una duda.
El creador solo otorga, no recibe. I have a question. The creator is only bestowing, is not receiving. And the first step of the ladder is to bestow in order to bestow. That's where the spiritual life begins?
Yes. Yes. Smart. I hear in your questions a good understanding.
Bogota.
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 Shalom, Rav, toda Rava.
Hello, Rav. The question is,
encima de la razón, es solo un medio.
Faith above reason is only a means to reach, to see in completion everything that's around us?
Yes, faith above reason is the preparation of my senses that by this sense I will start to feel the upper world. Not through my animalistic body, through these five senses we have, but from what's called the soul, the five qualities of bestowal. Okay?
Bulgaria 1.
Bulgaria 1.
Bulgari.
Спасибо, Раф.
Thank you, Rav. You said that the biggest joy is the connection to the root. Do we? My friends are the representatives of that root.
It means that we're connecting between us and trying in the connection between us to find this source of ours, that is the Creator. That is called connecting to the root, the Shorish. The connector is found in the center, the connection between us. First we get to the connection, some kind of connection, and then we have to really go in depth in the connection and look for the Creator, for that force. You're capable of this.
Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv.
Thank you.
Shalom, Kvod Rav.
Hello, dear Rav, and Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And really, I'm with joy in my heart, very big joy about the women's lessons. This time, I always have a question for me. I have many questions, but now I have a question from a friend, and lately that's what's happening. So the question from my friend is, whenever Ros is going towards the direction of strengthening the tens, in the past we could help a friend in the ten when he's in distress. Does this create an asymmetric relationship between him and the ten, and how do we keep the friends all equal inside the ten?
We are trying to connect all of us in the ten through the center of the ten. We are trying to help all of the friends, female and male friends, through the ten. If I want to give someone specific something, I don't do it myself. I give it through the ten, so that the ten will organize it. So that the friend won't feel that they owe me anything. And that's the way we work. As much as possible, we build a center of the ten, a connection of the ten with a center, a circle between us, where we will feel our connection.
Yes, thank you very much.
We have Mach 4.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Хотела
спросить,
можно обсуждать состояние в десятке?
To what extent should we discuss states in the ten?
I don't think we should talk about that. We should just read more and more articles of Rabash.
С кем обсуждать, прошу прощения, а с кем обсуждать эти состояния?
Не надо ничего
обсуждать. What do we discuss those states?
Перестаньте вы заниматься глупостями. Обсуждать...
We don't need to judge them in any way.
Свои чувства, не надо этого ничего. Вы в таких
чувствах... To judge or open our feelings, we don't need to do this. You are in such feelings that you will just confuse everyone. What's most important is to read the articles of Rabash. You need to mainly read the articles of Rabash and speak less between you. Speak less. The men don't like to talk. So as much as they talk, they talk. But women, when they start to talk, they have no time for anything else. Each one has to just share what they feel. And that can't be. There's no such thing. Just read the articles of Rabash. Everyone's silent. There's one reader that reads. That's it. Otherwise, you will not advance. The advancement isn't by talking. It's by listening what the Kabbalist writes.
Woman Haifa.
Woman Haifa.
Shalom.
Hello. I understood that I need to relate to the friends the same as the Creator relates to them. Where do I get an example?
It's the good that does good, and that's the way you need to relate to them. PT 2.
PT 2.
about the importance of going with the public. I sit inside my people. Is it true also in dissemination? What should be the correct scrutiny here?
Continue in that way for now, and it'll be okay. Yep.
Peter 1. Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Здравствуйте, дорогие подруги.
Thank you. Hello, Raf. Hello, friends. In the 10, there was an argument, not exactly argument, scrutiny. I wanted to ask the person who's reading, should it be one woman or should we listen to a man who is reading a recording?
I think it will be best that you listen to Rabash, not a man. We have such articles, right? I don't know if we have it in all of the languages, but in Hebrew we have it for some of the articles. Right. Not all of the articles. It is better that you listen to a man reading it, where we have in the archive that we will have this organized so that we have all of the recordings available for all of the articles. For all of the languages. I mean, for all of the languages, for at least the main four languages, and we will care for this. It is preferable to have a man reading the article that's not in your group. That's just reading. Yeah, that's better. Because we need to be careful to awaken in us all sorts of feelings of envy, lust and honor and so on. Turkey 4.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, dear friends. We have two questions, and both of them are from our friends in R10. One of them is, in R10, everyone is great with each other. Everyone gets along very well and love each other. And we feel like we cannot reveal an ego to rise above. How does it affect us? Does it slow us down?
You need to listen to the articles of Rabash, and you will see how the ego will start to grow. That's a sign of advancement. Good luck.
Chile.
Hello, dear beloved Rav. A question from the 10.
Nosotros todos los días leemos los escritos de Rabash.
Every day we read Rabash articles, and according to what I just heard, we in the 10 are listening and then sharing about what we feel of what we just read. Is it okay to do it?
Yes, it is possible, but not too much. If you heard the article of Rabash for 30 minutes, and then 5 minutes you speak about what's written there, that's okay. Not more than that. Okay? Moscow 6.
Здравствуйте, дорогой учитель. Хотела бы вопрос задать. Вот чем дальше.
Hello, dear teacher. I wanted to ask. The more we advance, that's how it's being revealed more clearly that there's a big distance between us. Sometimes we get an addition of the ego. This is happening so we can add to it the world and the group.
Yeah. Okay. Info.
A question from Petach Tikva. We are in hiding, and we understand that we need to keep it. What do we demand? Is it right to demand to reveal the spiritual system and to start operating in it?
Of course, I don't even understand this question.
According to what you were teaching in the morning, when something is hidden, is because it's
because of what we want to reveal. I think what she's asking is, what is the right way to demand it, this revelation, the gap between the hidden and the revealed?
Demand to reveal the qualities of bestowal between us, and then we will discover the Creator. The Creator is discovered in the kilim, the vessels of bestowal that we have, so that we will be in bestowal, then the Creator will be revealed. That's why, just to ask the Creator to be revealed when I don't have the vessels of bestowal is just silly.
Be'er Sheva
1.
Shalom Rav, shalom lekulam.
Hello Rav, hello everyone. You said before, you answered the question about reading Rabash articles, that we have to watch out for awakening a last respect and honor. I think these are the means to get the friends out of this world. Did I understand something wrongly?
You understood correctly.
So what does it mean to be afraid of or watch out for this?
Be careful that it doesn't go onto the corporeal. Mac
39. We have a question from the 10. The more we get closer to the 10, the more the Creator is concealing himself. How do we keep the right intention?
We need to always think about this. We usually learn this from the friends in the connection between us. There we start to see how I can increase my intention, how I can have a more precise intention, and by that be connected to the friends. Italy 1.
Come buongiorno Rav. Come agisce la luce nello studio?
Good evening, Rav. How does the light operate in the study to achieve together the equivalence of form?
Listen to the morning lesson, at least the first part of the lesson. And throughout the day, read one or two of the articles from Rabash. That's enough that you will advance quickly and correctly. I am demanding this now from the men, and the women who do this will also advance quickly. Okay? PT 26.
There is a question from a friend. What is the most important action we need to take to go into the actual work with the spiritual system? Is Ta'as lessons are the ones that are building the spiritual frame in the work of the man?
Completely not. Only if we connect between us by reading the articles of Rabash. The lessons of Ta'as, there's no need for the women to learn the lessons of Ta'as. For those who want to, you can go ahead, there's no prohibition. But what's most important is the social articles, the group articles by Rabash. Read them with no end. Other than the morning lesson, you can read another article or two, even three. It doesn't matter if you remember them or not. There's no problem. You just need to wash yourself with it. So that it'll be like a marker in the water. So that it'll be the same way for the men and the women. Toronto 1.
Toronto?
Hello, dear Rav. When I feel my friend's egoistic fear, how can I best help her to remember that the only thing she needs to fear is disconnection from the Creator?
I don't understand what she's asking about. Niv, when I feel the fear of the friend, how can I help her so that the fear will only be a fear of disconnecting from the Creator? Rav, this is very good. This is the Creator giving the fear so that she will connect to the group. And in this opportunity, I would like to send regards to Idonish, who's been helping me with all her life. Okay, so what do we have?
Kafkaz.
Kafkaz.
Rav,
how can I want to stay in concealment if I keep on wanting revelation of the Creator?
You need to not think about you reaching the revelation, but how you can get to bestow to the Creator. And to bestow to the Creator, you can only do through the group.
USA West 4.
USA West 4.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Я хочу продолжить вопрос Московского.
Hello, Rav.
Мысли, слова и действия.
I would like to continue the question from Moscow Group. Action, talk, and thought need to be one.
Учимся правильному слову.
What does it mean, talk or speak? How do we learn to use it properly? And what is the connection between talk and the rest of them?
Like on a computer, where it's written the action. We will discover this later. UK.
UK woman.
Hello. Hello, Rav. We read Rabash article every afternoon. All of us are working. We read it afternoon, 10 minutes, just before lunchtime. Is this something we should still continue? Because we take it in turns to read it. So just based on what you just said, I'm not clear about what we should now do. And this has been very good for our 10. All of us are participating in this activity every afternoon for 10 minutes.
Seems to me that it's very little time. It's not enough. It seems to me that it will not give you the strength to advance just 10 minutes a day. I think that you should listen more than the morning lesson and all of what we went through in the morning lessons of the past 9 months, that you should repeat. Other than that, listen to the article from the morning, to the first part of the lesson, and more articles by Rabash. I don't think that 10 minutes a day is enough. It can even be considered a connection with spirituality. Think about this. Otherwise, don't come to me later with the argument what's happening with us and what's not happening with us. It won't happen. It's not an effort, an investment. 10 minutes is a joke.
No, we do that again. We read Rabash. We have PBS every evening. We read Rabash for 30 minutes in the evening. Then we repeat in the afternoon 10 minutes. So that's 40 minutes in total every day.
That's already something. Sorry. Yeah, that's already something. Good luck. Not less than that. Who else do we have? We also have to let them. Chadera too.
Shalom Rav, Shabbat Shalom.
Hello Rav.
Shabbat Shalom. Hello, friends. We wanted to ask, is there importance to the meeting of the 10 that it's in Zoom where we can see each other, or also a telephonic meeting is okay too, by phone?
It's okay to do it on the phone. It could even be better. You won't be distracted by the friends, but you'll be on point on what you're reading.
Galil West 1.
Is that clear? Okay, Galil West 1.
What's giving us as women to enhance the importance of connection between us women?
Yes, can you repeat?
What recommendation would you give us to strengthen the meaning of the connection between us women? What is connection for us women?
What's the difference between connection between men or connection between women?
Because we tend to scrutinize things between us.
So the men aren't doing that? That they need to scrutinize this connection between them? Why are you making a joke of this, that you need to do something different?
So it can be...
No, there's no women's lesson. It's a lesson. There's no men, there's no women. Set this aside. Stop feeling that you're women. What men have, that's the way it is for women. It's the same. If you want to succeed, please. The conditions are the same for everyone. Go on. That's it. You keep demanding equality. And here, no? We have gotten to the last generation. There's no difference between men and women. Stop with all of this stuff that we are women. You are not women. You are human beings. You are connected to all of the spiritual laws if you want to enter spirituality. Okay?
Okay.
German 10.
A question of a friend. Does the women 10 need shatz and gabay?
Yes, just like the men. Women Italy.
Buongiorno Rav. Sappiamo che dobbiamo
restringere
la luce che viene dall'alto.
We know that we have to constrict the light that's coming from above. But how do we identify it?
You don't need to worry about that. You just need to open your hearts. Open your hearts to each other and everything will sort itself out. Don't restrict anything. PT6.
Hello. Today there's a workshop from Petach Tikva that is translated to all languages, to all the women in the world. It's a daily workshop based on the morning lesson with a question for workshop. In addition, we also read Rabash articles twice a day. The question is, do we need to continue with the workshop because women are not going to logging into morning lesson? There's no workshop between them. Is it the right way to do once a day a Rabash workshop, or to do a short section from the morning lesson and then a question twice a day?
You must listen to the morning lesson. It's a must. If you can add to that, you can add with the social articles of Rabash. Yeah. Woman info.
We've reached the end of the lesson. Thank you very much, Rav. Thank you, everyone, all the women. We're inviting everyone to continue the topic of joy and renewal. Moscow group and Baden-Baden groups prepared the Yeshivat Chavarot for us. So please, a song.
Берлина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Caben los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones, grandes olas de amor.